Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. This morning, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was at the Tampa airport welcoming back a flight arranged by his state for Americans trapped by the fighting between Israel and Iran.
Given that the airport's totally shut down, given that the neighboring areas aren't exactly easy to navigate, this was probably the most challenging and logistically difficult mission that the Florida Department of Emergency Management has done.
Two first responders who survived 9/11 are welcoming the heroes of the future.
On that morning when planes hit the Twin Towers on 9/11, Port Authority Sergeant Conrad Kruger was trapped in the South Tower for hours. He survived and now was able to pin the shield on a graduating member of the class of 25, his grandson, Sean. Recruit Keith Walcott Jr. received his shield from retired Deputy Chief Keith Walcott Sr., his father. He, too, survived 9/11 and the 93 bombing. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers have proposed legislation that would change the way the school voucher program is funded. The bill would use the state's general purpose revenue to fund school vouchers rather than state aid and local property taxes. Proponents of the legislation say it would provide property tax relief to residents and could increase state funding for public schools. Critics of the proposal, including Governor Tony Evers, raised concerns about the possibility of choice schools receiving more funding than the state's public schools. With extreme heat in the forecast across the state over the weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is warning residents to be on the lookout for pavement buckling. When weather conditions go from cool to extremely hot quickly, the slabs of pavement in the road could begin to expand and push against each other. If the pressure gets high enough, the pavement can buckle and create an unexpected bump or dip in the road. Residents should remember to buckle up, keep their eyes on the road, and watch for slowing traffic and roadside workers. The Burnett County Sheriff's Office says the Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the Wednesday crash that saw a small plane crash into Mudhead Lake in Daniels Township. According to a press release, the crash was reported at around 3:15 on Wednesday afternoon. The pilot of the plane, identified as 79-year-old Craig Johnson of Hudson, was the only occupant of the plane and was not injured in the crash. Authorities say he managed to exit the plane on his own and was found on a pontoon boat operated by a Good Samaritan who saw the crash. The 75th annual Muskie Festival officially kicks off in Hayward today. The three-day catch-and-release fishing contest is being hosted by the Hayward Lake chapter of Muskies, Inc. and the Hayward Bass Club. In addition to the fishing, the event will also feature live music on the Main Street stage throughout the weekend, a car show, a lumberjack chopping and sawing contest, and carnival rides for kids. The Sawyer County Dairy Breakfast will also be held a couple miles down the road on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The crew held on to beat the Cubs 8-7, thanks to closer Trevor McGill, who had several pitches over the plate called balls instead of strikes. Was the home plate umpire erratic? We asked Pat Murphy.
Erratic. Is there a strategy?
Was he? You said it. I did not say that.
Correct. I said it.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion, for managers to address umpires on balls and strikes. It's a waste of time.
Basketball, the Pacers came roaring back with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder in the NBA Finals. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton on the decision to play despite a strained calf muscle injury.
I just wanted to be out there and fight and just had to have an honest conversation with coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. Game 7, Sunday night in Oklahoma City. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Happy first day of summer. With mixed skies, highs will soar to the low 80s. Also got chances for showers later this evening and storms overnight, which could be severe, packing the risks of hail and high winds. It'll be gone by the morning with an extreme heat warning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, State Representative Francesca Hong on Republicans playing games with the state budget, plus Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and much more.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big broadcast, live from downtown Madison, the old world headquarters on State Street, where the sun, Zommers, has come out.
It sure has.
And we didn't even have to wait till tomorrow. By the way, it's Friday, June 20th, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. Many thanks to Brady Ewing for being here. Always, you just feel better after Brady has spent some time here. So many thanks to him, and always great to catch up with him, get a little perspective on sports and life with Brady Ewing. Coming up a little bit later, going to get back into a little serious news of the day here. Not that, I mean, some of the things we talked about with Brady was serious, but want to get back to what's going on in Los Angeles in terms of ICE cracking down, and not just Los Angeles, by the way. We've seen it here in Wisconsin. And also the responsibility do corporations like Home Depot have to taking a stand, much like the Los Angeles Dodgers did yesterday as well. So we'll get it. We have a quiz for you. We're going to get to that. Not a quiz. It's a who do you trust for news? We're going to get into that a little bit later as well. But Zommer's going to be sticky this week, a little sultry.
Unfortunately, it sure is. And I am going to have a lot of water with me.
Yes. Make sure whatever you're doing this weekend, folks, take water along. Temperatures, actual temperatures, into the 90s, heat index sees 100 degrees. Dan Schaefer, our own Dan Schaefer, founder of the Recombobulation Area, Civic Media's political editor, very excited to be getting into Summerfest time. Although he wishes it wasn't quite so long. But Summerfest going on for our listeners. Well, anybody in Wisconsin, lots of people traveled down to Summerfest. And that's getting underway in Milwaukee this weekend. So lots of people going on. Our Mike Posner going to be playing down at Summerfest at 10 p.m. tonight.
You think you're going to go?
I do not.
Yeah, I mean, starting at 10 p.m. is pretty rough.
I know. I'm getting to the, I'm not sure that Todd is up to start a concert at 10 p.m.
I don't want to either.
I mean, if I wasn't working today, but... But happy to be here today. Happy to be with each and every one of you. Don't forget, we're also in right smack dab in the middle of our free ticket Friday. Those are tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers, who beat the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs last night.
Harry Carey.
That's right. By
that was
eight.
Not a good one.
So that's
I'm
pretty good. 8-7 was the score. The Brewers over the Cubs. And we are giving away right now 4 tickets to see the Brewers at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. This is for a specific game. And no, you may not exchange it if you win for a different game. You have to be eligible or able to go on June 27th. That's a week from today against Colorado at 7:10 p.m. 4 tickets up for grabs. Download the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Then open it up. Choose one of the first 11 stations. Open that up where it says, where you see the little thing that says text. Click on that. And then all you have to do is text the word blue, B-L-U-E. The word is blue. Text the word blue right now to the Civic Media app, B-L-U-E. You have until 4 o'clock, and then somebody, the computer will draw a winner at random, and somebody is going to win 4 tickets to that June 27th Brewers game. And don't forget, announced today by our friends at Just a Bit Outside, the movie, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, that great movie, which has been available for free and continues to be on Roku and the Roku channel. You can rent it or buy a digital copy at Apple TV. You can buy a hard copy like I have right here in my hot little hands, an actual DVD at Amazon. And now starting today, if you say, I watch NFL, the Packers, so that's why I have Amazon Prime, I watch stuff on. Well, guess what? Starting today, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers is streaming on Amazon Prime as well. So all kinds of ways to see this great movie. It's a love story, really, between Milwaukee, who was going through a lot of hard times economically in the 80s, and then the Brewer, this ragtag bunch of kids, really, and great human interest stories. These are guys that go out and party, and at one point they say, the reason that we're not doing well is we're not going out and drinking enough at night. I may have taken some liberties with that interpretation, but basically, story about Bob Uecker leading the team through a town at night and running into the cops. It's one of Bob Uecker's final appearances on film, this movie. So if you want to see Uke telling great stories, if you want to see some great footage, if you want to see Howard Cosell on this film as well, it's really well done. Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Check it out now on Prime Video in addition to the Roku channel, Roku, and Apple TV. And you can buy it on Prime as well, or Amazon as well.
Also, if they do ever end up bringing it back to the screen, if there's a film festival in Wisconsin, maybe next year it comes back, or it's in a theater for some anniversary or something like that, please do that. Please watch it, because that's one of the movies where watching it in the theater has been the most impactful for me, because the whole group really gets into it. It feels like you're there, at least to some degree.
People are clapping and that sort of thing. So get people together this weekend. A good weekend to stay inside, have some friends and family over, and stream Just a Bit Outside. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark wanted to talk about deportations. Is that it? All right. So let's... what should we do here? We're at 13 minutes past the hour. We got people on the phone. Why not? In hour number one, we were talking about what's going on in Los Angeles in terms of ICE furthering these crackdowns at Home Depot. Again, these are the story here is that they're intentionally, ICE is, avoiding areas where there are gangs in Los Angeles, and they're going after these folks who are just innocent day laborers, not with any criminal record, at Home Depot. And they're also going, taking moms who are waiting to pick up their kids in Los Angeles. And also there's new reporting today that some of these so-called ICE people that are wearing the masks and don't have any badges, they're actually bounty hunters. And that the federal government may well be offering $1,000 to $1,500 to private bounty hunters to pick people up. I mean, this is out of control. 855-752-4842. Mark in Pernissack. Mark, thanks for hanging around, my friend. What say you?
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, I see where that Trump was talking about offering people money to self-deport. And I saw one figure like, $1,000 a piece, to self-deport, which is not nearly enough, if they're going to be doing that. But if there's, 350,000 or 500,000 people, you multiply that by 1,000, you quickly go up to $500 million, to expense that's going to be to the to the Treasury to get those people to self-deport. And I would point out that there's not supposed to be any of this money going out anyway, because there's not a specific appropriation that's required by Congress under Article 10 of the Constitution, that no money shall be drawn from the Treasury but upon consequence of appropriations made by law. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is in the Constitution, and that the administration needs to be held to that. I mean, that they have to, if they want to be expending this money, plus paying bonuses and paying for bounty hunters, that should be going through the regular appropriation process through Congress. I mean, that it is just disgusting we're doing this anyway, you know, not going after the worst of the worst, but actually going out, removing people's legal status,
yeah,
and then say, well, we're going to deport you now.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just... it's just horrific. It is just horrific.
I appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you very much, my friend. 855-752-4842. Let's play the rest of this clip. This is from KTLA. We played part of it in hour one. Let's finish this up. KTLA in Los Angeles talking to eyewitnesses who saw ICE come in, swoop in, and just disappear some of these people at the Home Depot in Los Angeles.
You're out here. We've been seeing the gentleman who's been very emotional. His wife was detained. He has no idea where she was taken. But you said some of the people detained today were also your neighbors.
That's right. My neighbors, unfortunately, got taken. They are not bad people. They are not criminals. They are hard workers. They came here for a better life, because that's what the United States is about, right? You have freedom. You come here for a better life, because unfortunately you run from countries, your own home, that's not the best, right? You come here looking for a better life. You come here for sanctuary. You come here to think that you're going to make it out here. But unfortunately, with these people coming and taking our own people, the people that constructed California, the people that work for California, the people who do a lot for us, right? They're taking them. What are you going to do when we're not here? What are you going to do when you have nobody left to work with?
And the woman you mentioned who was taken, she's pregnant?
She's actually pregnant. That's the saddest part. She's pregnant. She must have been scared. You don't know if this is going to cause you stress to her baby. You don't know if she might lose the baby from the shock.
Quick question, and I don't mean to come across as insensitive, but this is part of the Trump administration's mandate, President making it clear that anyone who's here, who's not here legally, that this is going to be a part of the process, as inhumane as many may categorize it. There is another argument to that.
I feel like it's wrong. Like I said, they're saying that they're going to take everybody, but why everybody when you have actual criminals that were born here and who have done way worse stuff, and yet they don't get the same punishment we're getting? Why is that? I want an answer to that. Seriously, why is it that criminals can get away with so much who are born here, criminals, and yet our people are innocent? They're working hard. They're doing stuff to make it out here, right?
Great point. That's KTLA Channel 5 in Los Angeles, California, talking to witnesses. And this that young woman right there who was talking to the reporter, eyewitness, brings up a great point that the Trump administration is now rounding up, like cattle, basically, humans in Los Angeles, among them pregnant women. This from a party, my former party that I left in 2011, this from a party that likes to pride itself on pro-life issues. Don't want abortions. But yet they're rounding up pregnant women like wild animals and putting their pregnancies at risk. It's sick. It's beyond sick. And to the witness's point, there are actual real criminals in Los Angeles, but ICE is leaving them alone because, you know, they don't want to put themselves out there. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California. L.A. Tom is on the phone. L.A., about a minute left here. Set the stage. We'll take a break, and then we'll bring you back.
All right, three words to describe Donald Trump. He is a waste, he is a fraud, and he abuses all of us. Get the hell out of our city. He is causing more problems. You have people running that aren't even guilty of anything, that are going to cause accidents, that are going to get hit by cars. All of this just because of the simple fact of having these so many Marines and so many much... what do you call it?
Police presence?
Well, not even a police presence, the National Guard.
Military presence.
Just get the hell out of our city. We are doing fine.
Right. It's not needed. I mean, you're on the ground there. Again, from people I talk to out there. Yeah. From people that I talk to that I know, friends and family, it's what Trump is doing is simply not needed. Appreciate the call, LA. If you want to hang around through the break, we'll bring you back on. Continue this. Going to talk about what the Los Angeles Dodgers did in terms of ICE and why more corporations aren't doing that. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Friday, June 20th, 2025. Sommer's on the board. Going to have a little bit of fun here in a bit. Today's category in what's worse, buying a car or leasing a car. Going to do that here in a bit. And also, who do you trust for news? Going to be talking about that as well. But right now, want to finish up on this issue. And again, I get it that people say, well, Todd, this is in Los Angeles. But it's already happened in some places in Wisconsin where ICE has rounded people up, tried to go into school districts, going after kids. So if you think that this isn't going to visit your community, you're sorely mistaken. If you think you're immune, that's a better way to put it. You're not. But there's one place that's standing up. And I have my Euchre Brewer jersey on today. By the way, text the word blue, B-L-U-E, right now to the Civic Media app. B-L-U-E. Text that word right now, and you'll be eligible for 4 Milwaukee Brewer tickets for June 27th. I'm a Brewers fan. And by the way, I'm not a big Dodger fan normally because they've beaten us in a couple of NLCSs. But you know what? As a Brewers fan, I'm willing to give the Dodgers a bunch of credit and kudos. Today, I'm a Dodgers fan. Want to give you a flavor, a little flavor. Nobody did it better I haven't seen so far than on Chris Hayes' show last night on MSNBC, who had a reporter, Jacob Soboroff, right there at Dodger Stadium. Here's a little clip of what happened in L.A. last night.
Chris, it was an unbelievable scene here today. You know, Tom Homo, when I talked to him on the first Saturday night after these raids started, said that every day in Los Angeles, there would be some sort of immigration enforcement. Some days would be big days. Some days would not be so big. Today feels like it was a big day because the morning started off with a raid at a Home Depot in Hollywood, and there were reports of raids all over Los Angeles. Eventually, today, thank you so much. They're coming in for the game, Chris. Eventually today, those agents showed up here at Dodger Stadium. And they were cornered by protesters because the Dodgers did not let them into the parking lot. Behind me, where people are going in for the game right now, there's a chain link fence that is closed when the games are not being played. And so these federal agents, ICE says it wasn't them, but CBP says it was their agents, so Border Patrol, they tried to get in and the Dodgers rejected them. So they were quickly, frankly, boxed in by protesters. And that's when we showed up on the scene today. And those basically this standoff, for lack of a better term, unfolded between those Border Patrol, those federal agents, and the protesters here, who had been out in force every single day because of the scale and the scope of the protests on the streets of Los Angeles and what it means to the people here in Los Angeles, Chris.
There you go. Yeah, that's MSNBC reporting. Jacob Soboroff on Chris Hayes' program said it so well. So what happened was ICE shows up, or Border Patrol agents, and they were going to make this raid at Dodger Stadium. And Dodger said, no, you ain't coming in. And the protesters closed in behind them. So what the Dodgers ended up having to do is take them out through a side street to get them out of the stadium and away from the protesters, who weren't happy about this. But applause to the Dodgers, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And if you know anything about Dodger Stadium in L.A., are you still there, by the way, L.A. Tom, Los Angeles? Are you still on the line, L.A.?
Yes, I am.
So, you, I'm sure, know this, but for our listeners that don't, when the Dodgers first came out to L.A. from New York, in order to build Dodger Stadium, they displaced three Latino/Hispanic neighborhoods, and it caused a lot of hard feelings. But over the years, the Dodgers, now L.A., am I right in saying that probably Latino-Hispanic folks make up the core majority base of L.A. fans, L.A. Dodger fans?
Yeah, 50% of the fans are Latino.
So these guys know that not only is it maybe the right thing to do, and it is the right thing to do, but I think the Dodgers are saying from a financial point, we ain't going to offend half of our base. Would you go along with that, L.A.?
Absolutely. Like I said, I mean, it's almost going to become like a nervous breakdown around here because people are just like, I mean, literally looking over their shoulders. You know, it doesn't have to be this way. We talked about yesterday about humans being humans and mm-hmm. people bleeding the same red blood as everybody else. Knock it off, Trump. Knock it off, you know, this authoritarian dictatorship. Let people just live. Let them go to a ball game and enjoy a ball game, for God's sake. You can't even go and enjoy a baseball game.
I want to get your sense of this as somebody who lives out in Los Angeles on the ground there. I mean, again, I applaud the Dodgers for sticking up for – isn't it about 100%. Time that other corporations like Home Depot do the same thing and say, we're going to put our own security people on the perimeter of the Home Depot property, and you ain't going to do this?
100%. But, you know, Home Depot is a big unfortunately, a big donor of the Trump administration. But I agree with you. They should be stepping up to the plate. And, you know, I mean, right now you go to Home Depot, there isn't anybody in the – you know, in the driveway area mm-hmm. where you normally would pick up a day labor or something like that. It just is not happening. And people are not showing up for their, you know, surgeries or the nurses aren't showing up. So therefore you got people canceling surgeries. I mean, they have done a real number on the fourth largest economy in the world. And if you don't think it's going to affect people in other states, you're crazy because you're next.
Right. We've already seen it somewhat. We've seen it somewhat here in Wisconsin already. I mean, most people know Judge Dugan in Milwaukee was arrested herself on what I think are pretty bogus charges, but that's making its way through the court system. And we've seen other reports of ICE in Milwaukee and other places in Wisconsin. ICE attempting to contact the Eau Claire School District to go after kids. So, I mean, this is not happening in some far-off city in Los Angeles. This is why we have to be cognizant. I always appreciate your time, L.A., because I'm a big believer in talking with people who are there, not through the lens of media or anything, but the people who are there. So thanks, L.A. Keep safe. Have a good weekend. Yeah. We'll talk to you later. Yeah. Come on back, everybody. You're going to play a little round of What's Worse. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The 2025 Wisconsin Farm Technology Days are coming up from August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. And it's sure to have something for everyone. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Zoe Nelson, the programming chair for the event, shares some information about some of the unique entertainment options for attendees, as well as how the host farms help dedicate what is brought in for this agriculture-centric show.
We'll be having the Peterson Farm Brothers. They will be coming and presenting in the Rural Mutual Event Center stage on Wednesday of the show. They'll be singing some of their parody videos that are very well known as well. So you'll have to make sure to catch two of the three Peterson Farm Brothers on stage on Wednesday. Kicking us off on Tuesday, August 5th, we're excited to have Will McKinley from Menlaw and Peggy Coffeen from Uplevel Dairy. They are hosting a lighthearted conversation on family and transition planning, which is usually a little bit of a heavier topic, but they're going to make it fun. So definitely something, if you're a farm family that wants to learn a little bit more about that, get some free legal advice, come and check that out on Tuesday.
Once again, that's Zoe Nelson, the programming chair for the upcoming Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
Wisconsin's dairy farmers are more than just producers of milk and cheese. They're dedicated caretakers of the land, animals, and communities that they call home. Tina Peterson, Director of Wisconsin Communications for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, explains the essential role that these farmers play and how we can all take part in supporting them.
So we know our Wisconsin dairy farmers have a really long history of caring for their land and water, mostly because these are multi-generational farms, but they also take really great care in making sure they're taking care of their cows and their families and farms and communities. So there's a lot on a farmer's plate, but they are such a vital, important role in their communities, and we encourage consumers to really engage with our dairy farmers. Ask them the questions they have, and then they can support dairy farmers by buying products made from our Wisconsin milk. And that's very easy to do in the store. You can go to any retailer and look for products that have the Proudly Wisconsin cheese or Proudly Wisconsin dairy badge.
To learn more about how you can support Wisconsin's dairy industry, visit wisconsindairy.org.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your closing markets. Cash corn closed at 428 and three quarters. That's down 4 3/4. New crop corn closed at 441 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. Cash beans closed at 1068. That was down 6 3/4. And new crop beans closed at 1060 and three quarters, down 7.5. And July wheat closed at 567 and three quarters, down 6.5. July Class 3 milk contract is trading at $17.54, that's down 14 cents, and August milk is trading at $18.12, down 8 cents. 40-pound black cheese closed at $166.5, that was down 2.5 cents, and the AA butter closed at $2.50, down 2 3/4. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Happy first day of summer. With mixed skies, highs will soar to the low 80s. Also got chances for showers later this evening and storms overnight, which could be severe, packing the risks of hail and high winds. It'll be gone by the morning with an extreme heat warning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Matt and Air on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And baby, I love you.
Welcome back to the Tom Humble Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour, 3 o'clock on Friday, TGIF, June 20th. Zomer's rolling the tunes there nicely. Done. Going to talk cars in a minute for a little what's worse. Zomer is going to try to get into a board game before it's all said and done. And who do you trust for news? All that straight ahead. But first of all, just cleaning up in aisle one. No, just trying to clean up the last subject, talking about these ICE raids in Los Angeles. Some of these things have been happening in Wisconsin as well. Going to places like Home Depot, where day laborers are trying to get an innocent job. They haven't done any crime. And they're being taken off the streets and disappeared. Also pregnant women. Meanwhile, ICE is avoiding the gang areas of Los Angeles because they don't want to get hurt. Dodgers threw them out of Dodger Stadium yesterday. Said, nope, not here. You cannot come in. And had the LAPD escort ICE off of Dodger Stadium property. Very quickly, let's go to our friend Jack in Merrimack. Jack, it's going to be hot up on the Wisconsin River there in Merrimack this weekend. Stay cool. What do you got, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can always swim at Devil's Lake, I guess.
Exactly right.
It's right there. Anyway, yeah. So I don't really blame the people at Home Depot or others for either seriously resisting being picked up by these so-called ICE people or running away from them, trying to escape. Anybody that's ever read either some true crime stories or stories about organized crime or even a detective novel realizes somebody comes up to you with a mask on, no ID, and demands you go into a car with them, you're not likely to come back.
Yeah.
And that is a, you know, a serious issue. How they can get away with this stuff, It absolutely amazes me. And hiring out, I mean, Trump already pardoned a bunch of criminals, and those guys were willing to actually try to start an insurrection against their own government.
January 6th, folks. Yeah, absolutely right. No, Jack, yeah. Jack, thanks for calling, Jack. Have a great weekend, by the way. I forget what show I was listening to because I listen to a lot of Civic Media, and on one of our fine programs here, one of the other hosts had Jim Santel, our very own Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a Law Review on the weekends here. He's a former U.S. attorney. He knows what's up when it comes to law. And he was talking about this very thing that Jack was on these masks, on these unidentifiable so-called ICE people. And Jim Santel was saying that the law is a little fuzzy here. The jury is out, so to speak, because they are allowed to be unidentifiable if they're on a legitimate undercover operation where their identity could compromise their own safety. But the law is a little fuzzy, as I understand it from Jim Santel. Have they taken this too far legally? I think, you know, a layperson like me would say yes, but we'll see. By the way, tune into Jim Santel tomorrow morning, because he's a guy that knows what's up, and he can answer all your legal beagle questions. All right, 39 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, just your opportunity to have your voice heard across statewide radio, all 11 news talk stations on the Civic Media app. By the way, if you want to be in the running for 4 Milwaukee Brewer tickets for June 27th, you got to be able to go to that game next Friday at 7:10 p.m. against Colorado. Text the word blue, B-L-U-E. That's the blue we're talking about. There are other variations of the word. In order to be eligible, you have to spell it like the color, blue, B-L-U-E. The Brewers wear blue uniforms. Text it right now to be eligible to win. The category right now for What's Worse, buying a car or leasing a car. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Lots of controversy sometimes around this, because cars, they ain't cheap anymore. Very expensive to buy a car these days. And with interest rates up and that sort of thing, you see payments now. People paying $500 a month for a car payment. I mean, I don't think I ever paid, trying to think, I don't know that I ever had over like a $350 car payment. In fact, my truck is paid for and it's got a lifetime warranty, so I will have that thing a long time.
I have never had a car payment, but that's because I've only driven clunkers.
All right. I've had car payments, but so what's worse, buying a car or leasing a car? 855-752-4842. Carrie, listening in Tosa on WMDX, says, depends. As a former car salesperson, generally, this is great. We have a car salesperson. Says, generally speaking, leases are actually better for a lot of people. People who get new cars, even 3 to 5 years, and don't drive a bunch of miles a year. Those folks should lease. Leases get a bad rap, in my opinion. My car is 14 years old, so of course I don't lease. Worse for me. Now, that's constructive, insightful information from one of our great listeners, viewers. Thank you, Carrie. I appreciate that. That makes sense, by the way. If you don't drive a lot, maybe lease is better for you.
Jim, and if you like new cars.
Right. If you're someone, I've known people most of my life. There are people out there that, you know, they'll trade every year or every other year. That's just what they do. They want that warranty. They want, and they have the ability to kind of save back money. So they trade every year.
Yeah. And if that's you, leasing just makes more sense.
Lease might be a better deal for you. Jim in Brookfield, listening in, says leasing a car is worse, even though somewhat maintenance free after years of payments, you have nothing to show for it. Buying a car, you own that car. Again, maybe, for people longer term, that might make the most sense. What's worse? Buying a car or leasing a car? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app. Cam in Appleton, Wisconsin, in the Fox Valley, as they say, says leasing is worse. I want to own my Challenger, damn it. I'm never giving it up. Well, all right, Cam. Challenger, great Dodge product there, the old Challenger. What else we have here? Steve in beautiful Milwaukee, home of Summerfest down there on WAUK, says this is a tough one. Leasing can be a pain if you have to fix it. Zomers asked the question earlier, what if you have an accident with a leased car? Well, my understanding is you, the individual, are still required to have car insurance, and your car insurance company has to know that it's a leased vehicle. So my understanding is if you get into a collision or whatever, you have to have enough insurance on it to cover it.
Right. I guess that makes sense. I guess the better question, what I really meant to ask, is what happens when your car needs maintenance just from regular wear and tear and it's leased and you don't own it?
I think it's like oil changes and that sort of thing.
That you just pay for like you normally would, or do yourself like you normally would.
I think. If you're leasing a car, it's only going to be 1 or 2 years probably. And so,
right.
I mean,
shouldn't need a lot of maintenance.
Right. As the old saying goes, if you bought yourself a lemon, then probably the company's going to cover it. So, but don't take, I'm not giving you car advice. This is, I'm no clicker clack.
I'm not planning on leasing anytime in the near future.
Best just to drive a horse. Low maintenance. Just feed him some oats. They'll, Steve in Milwaukee says owning depreciates faster. Well, now that's true. The truck I have is a 2016, but I bought it in the spring of 2017, had 4,000 miles on it. But I mean, basically a new car, new truck, 4,000 miles, but I paid a lot less than I would have if I just bought it off the lot brand new. Cause yeah, it does depreciate fast. So those are oftentimes the best deals. I think now they call them like pre-owned cars, like a salesperson or somebody at the dealership drives it for a few thousand miles and they put it back on the lot. What's worse, buying a car or leasing a car? 855-752-4842 or text us on the app. Carrie and Tosa chiming back in says leased car is always under warranty. Oh, there you go. Most people don't own their car anyway. The bank does.
That's a good point.
Well said, Carrie.
You know, that's where I'm very grateful that anytime I've needed a vehicle, I shop around and try and find the most functional, cheap piece of crap that I can. And so I've not had to have the bank own my vehicle so far. And I know not everybody is in that position. Right.
I've had it both, you know, where the bank basically owns it. But this truck, I own it lock, stock, and barrel. Paid off. It's paid off. And I got in one of these. Dodge doesn't do this anymore. But when I bought my truck, even though it was at 4,000 miles, I was able to buy they call it the lifetime warranty. So as long as I own the truck, all like the transmission, you know, the engine, that sort of thing. It's covered. It's like $150 deductible.
Yeah, they kind of stopped doing those now.
They've stopped doing that. And I keep getting things with Dodge, you know, from the good folks at Don Miller, say, hey, we'll give you a really great price if you want to trade that in. I'm like, oh, no, I'm good.
Yep, same with my dad.
Yep,
he had a lifetime warranty, and he's like, I'll stick with this one for a while.
855-752-4842. What's worse, buying a car or leasing a car? Matt in Menominee Falls, beautiful Menominee Falls, on WAUK says, if you have a Tesla, you do not own the software. Wow.
A lot of those cars that are more electronically controlled, technically, they can go in, like, legally, can they? Probably not. But they could go in there and just brick your car, basically.
I suppose. We're going to be leasing a vehicle, by the way.
That's true.
Am I authorized to say this yet? I think it's a done deal.
So.
All right, Zomers told me I can say it. We're going to be going on the road in like 3 or 4 weeks. It's coming up fast. Our friends Jane Matnera, Greg Bach of Matnera and Air, you hear them every morning from 9 until 11. We're getting on the road. We're leasing a vehicle, an enterprise vehicle. We're getting in the vehicle. We're hitting the road. I think we're going to be at Oshkosh Bagosh, and then we're going to be up at, somewhere up north. We're going to be in a shack by a lake. No. We're going somewhere around Butternut or, because Jane's got it in her, she gets these hankerings for cities. First it was Amory, now it's Butternut. So we're going to Butternut or somewhere near there, Park Falls, and then we're going to go over, and Jane and I are going to be entering in as a tag team in a log rolling contest at the Hayward Lumberjack Championship.
Well, that should be interesting.
That will be absolutely fun. So be listening to details soon. Jane, Greg, Todd, on the road soon to a community near you. Let's see. Bob checking in. Oh, that's off the topic. All right. Bob, we're on what's worse, buying a car or leasing a car. Matt in Middleton, one of our great UPS drivers, saying buying new is worse as it's a waste of money. Really? Wait just a few weeks and those Cybertrucks will be on clearance sale.
Well, I think he's kind of agreeing with you. You don't need to buy a brand new off the lot. Find one that was slightly used and get a way better deal for a car that is essentially new. I think that's what he's saying.
We'll come back. Talk a little bit about where you get your news, and Zomers has a board game of the week. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Voting Rights Lab reports there were 59 state bills introduced on proof of citizenship for voter registration this year, and 160 bills concerning voter ID. A handful have made it near the finish line, but not all have passed. Since President Donald Trump's baseless accusations of mail-in voting fraud in 2020 and his unfounded claims of widespread non-citizen voting in the 2024 election, Republican-dominated legislatures have raced to pass stricter voter ID and proof of citizenship laws, despite no widespread abuse of either. In New Hampshire, versions of SB 218 were advanced, requiring submission of ID and proof of citizenship for absentee registration, and are now in a committee of conference. In Texas, a high-priority documentary proof of citizenship bill died without action at the end of the session. In Texas alone, there were 15 bills introduced to provide documentary proof of citizenship and 10 tightening voter ID laws. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo surprisingly vetoed a bipartisan voter ID bill attempting to codify a widely supported ballot initiative. Democrats negotiated expanded ballot drop boxes in exchange for supporting voter ID. His veto statement said the bill did not address implementing voter ID for mail-in ballots. Wyoming and Indiana passed proof of citizenship earlier this year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, or if you listen to WCFW, the tap, James Kelly's news. Coming up at the top of the hour, followed by a check of weather with Brittany Merlot, who is doing the weather this hour poolside, I understand. So that should be a lot of fun. She's staying cool. Hope all of you do as well. And then Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter in with sports, followed by another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6 with Maggie. Stay tuned for that. And then it's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight and Conrad, which is a party palooza each and every evening from 6 until 8. Not going to want to miss it tonight. Bar Band Friday with the one, the only, Terry Barr, who is back from vacation. She went to save penguins. We can all relax easily now. The penguins have been saved by our own Terry Barr.
Fantastic.
It really is. So be listening to Pete Schwabba tonight and join he, Conrad, and our very own Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday night. And, of course, after that, we got Nightlight with our very own Robert Pilot. I'm sorry. Native Roots Radio. We'll start with N, with Robert Pilot. And then you got Rick Smith Across America. It's clearly time that Todd stops talking here for a weekend or so. All right, let's see if we can do this quick. The Pew Research Center has released its findings into America's go-to news sources. It turns out that the news sources America trusts the most is not the same as where they most often get their news. For Americans as a whole, the most trusted sources are the BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, PBS, Public Broadcasting Corp, Associated Press, NPR, National Public Radio, and the Wall Street Journal. But here's where Americans as a whole most often get their news. Where do they actually receive it? Number one, Fox. Two, ABC, NBC, CNN, and CBS. Now, Pew broke it down by political affiliation. For Republicans and those who lean that way, the news sources they trust most are the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, followed by Newsmax, Fox News, and Tucker Carlson Network. For the source Republicans most often turn to for news, by far and away, the answer is Fox, as we said. Fox News trailing behind are ABC, NBC, CBS, the Joe Rogan Experience. For Democrats and those who lean that way, the most trusted sources are the Associated Press, PBS, NPR, BBC, and ABC. Now, where do Democrats get their news from? CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, and MSNBC. Now, Pew Research broke down the findings by age as well. For those age 18 to 19, in terms of trust, NPR, PBS, Associated Press, and the BBC. But they get their news most often from CNN, ABC, Fox, and the New York Times. What about those 65 years of age and up? Seniors trust BBC, Forbes, Wall Street Journal, and PBS, but they get most of their news from NBC, ABC, Fox, and CBS. Now, Pew did not ask this question, probably because we all know the answer. The favored news source of the brightest and best-looking Americans is...
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
No. Civic Media.
So I wasn't wrong. I just also wasn't right.
That last part may or may not be true. To find the Pew Research Center story, go to pewresearch.org. Can we do it in 2 minutes? Time once again for a board game of the week. Let's go.
Welcome back for another slightly congested edition of Board Game of the Week. I am having some allergy issues that I'm sure you can hear.
Absolutely.
That's just how it goes. But anyway, last time I did a board game, it's been quite a while, but that board game cost $80. That's a little bit of a steep price. So I thought I'd dial it back this time.
All right.
This week's board game costs $8.
$8. All right.
It is called Flip 7. And
Flip who?
Seven. Bless you.
All right.
And you can play it with anywhere from three to, if you have two boxes, so if you spend $16, I know that's a little steep, sorry, then you can go up to like 20 people.
Right.
But it's about up to 10 people per box is what they say. And it's a game that's very easy to play. It's very similar to blackjack in that everybody gets a card to start, and then you choose whether you want to hit or stay. And the deck consists of one card with the number one, two cards with the number two, three cards with the number three, and so on up to 12. And if you get a duplicate number, then you're out for the round. Mm. But otherwise, if you stop or anytime somebody gets seven different numbers, then you count your points. And there's different modifiers, and you might flip a card that says you have to flip the next three, and you're stuck with whatever you get. So it's just a fun game of pushing your luck, really easy to understand. You can bring it to, I can bring it to the family reunion this weekend and play it with a whole bunch of people.
Flip 7.
Flip 7.
Which is $8. Wouldn't it be better if it was just $7?
It would. And you know what? Maybe it is. But you know, how about we say it's $7.99?
$7.99 for Flip 7. All right, there you go. There's your board game of the week. That nicely done on a crunch. A light night.
Well, it's a simple game. Not much to say
simple
about it.
That was a perfect board game for this week. Zomers have a great weekend. By the way, I think that leasing a car is worse.
I think so, too.
All right. That's our pick on the What's Worse edition. Many thanks to Brady Ewing for being here today. Always a great time when Brady stops by. We appreciate his time and perspective. Zobbers, thank you for doing a great job this week on the board. For all of you for listening, of course, make it a safe weekend, everybody. Take care of yourselves out there. Drink, hydrate, water in this hot conditions. Again, happy birthday to Miss Linda, i.e. my mom. Will be hanging out tomorrow celebrating that. And to all of you for listening, Todd Allball say, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And we'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye. Banging on your drum. And
you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Today, layoff notices were sent to 639 employees of Voice of America and the U.S. agency that oversees it, effectively shutting down the outlet that has provided news to countries around the world since World War II. They included employees at VOA's Persian language service who were suddenly called off administrative leave last week to broadcast reports to Iran following Israel's attack. Three journalists working for the Persian service who took a cigarette break had their badges confiscated and were not allowed back in. More than 100 million Americans have to be on alert as extreme heat blankets the nation this weekend. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says his cities will have additional resources available, like cooling centers, as temperatures are expected to soar into the 90s Saturday with a heat index of 100 to 105.
Over the next few days, make sure that we check in on our loved ones and our neighbors, especially our seniors and those with health conditions, individuals with disabilities.
This is ABC News.